North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, primary day in New Hampshire, February 11, 2020.
Since 2006, the town of Danvers has looked to rezone industrial areas in and around the downtown, whose zoning made more sense for areas just after World War II. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News, however, those rules prohibited housing and made it difficult to situate a mix of apartments, shops, and eateries in the Danvers Square area. However, on Monday night, a special town meeting in Danvers at the high school auditorium approved overwhelmingly to rezone the downtown along with the bustling High Street corridor running south of Porter to Route 128. And despite some reservations from several residents, including Selectman Bill Clark, who voiced concern about the parking issues, the town voted for the rezoning. Much more on this story from Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, who recently endorsed Joe Kennedy III for the Senate and campaigned for Elizabeth Warren in New Hampshire, looks at today's New Hampshire primary as a much better alternative to the Iowa caucuses that proved to be an embarrassment for Democrats.
Holy cocoa, right? Unbelievable. And, you know, it makes Democrats look like the gang that can't shoot straight. You know, that's definitely what you don't want to have happening. I don't know, obviously, all the details of what happened in Iowa, but it does really make you question, is this, you know, the kind of the best approach to selecting a candidate when things like that happen? I do appreciate the difference between New Hampshire, where you actually have, it's a primary, right? Just the way it would be in Massachusetts and a number of other states. It's not run by a party. It's run by local elected officials. And at least that's a normal, there are regs, there are rules, there are laws, and it's a normal way of doing business. And hopefully, you know, something like that can be considered down the line in Iowa and other places. Yeah, I think it's such a strange year. It's hard to know what the impacts are going to be. Who would have thought what happened in Iowa would have happened, right? Normally somebody gets a bump out of that. It's momentum to go to the next place. Or you win Iowa and you end up, you know, somehow on the cutting room floor in New Hampshire, right? And so I think it's one of those years where we're seeing, you know, three or four candidates that are viable, you know, in the mix and seem to have good organizations, well-funded. And then you've got candidates who've skipped Iowa and New Hampshire pretty much altogether, but have resources or name recognition and are still on the hunt. So it's a really interesting and unique year.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll.
More than $375,000 in state money will help the town of Swampscott maintain flooding at the Cassidy Beach Park and Phillips Beach. Thor Jorgensen writing in today's Daily Item of Limb that both beaches are considered by state environmental experts to be flood pathways, channeling ocean water during storms inland onto roads and into neighborhoods and homes. The state money, part of an $11.6 million spending package aimed at tamping down climate change impacts, will pay for the design work and construction required to install nature-based flooding barriers along the beaches. Assistant Town Administrator for Operations Gino Cresta has said that the coastal storms hit the two beaches and sent water surging across Cassidy onto Puritan Road and Phillips on Shepherd Avenue. The 2018 storm in March and March 3rd delivered the most recent flooding. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Gloucester Times is reporting that three commercial fishing vessels belonging to members of the same family were vandalized over the weekend. Gloucester police were called to Captain Joe's Marina at 95 East Main Street for a report of vandalism on multiple lobster boats. On inspection, police found that someone had taken the padlock off the cabin of one vessel and drilled several holes through the hull of the boat with the intention of sinking it at the dock. A fellow fisherman had noticed the vessel sitting low in the water and called the owner. Besides the holes, the owner found the bilge pumps had been sabotaged and his emergency pump had been disabled. A brother of the first boat's owner told police that the same had been done to his vessel and his late father's boat as well, both of which were docked at the same marina. Police are investigating. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
Health officials want state lawmakers to hold fast to decades-old limits on beer and wine licenses for the fear that expanding them will lead to violent crime and higher rates of alcoholism. Christian Wade, the State House reporter for the Salem News, writes that a proposal by Cumberland Farms, which has already cleared several hurdles toward the November ballot, would gradually lift the state's cap on off-premise beer and wine licenses. It would allow thousands more liquor licenses for food stores to be issued while giving cities and towns more control over the licensing process. Under the ballot referendum process, lawmakers get a crack at approving the proposed changes before they're put before the voters.
Michael Cronin's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. The Town Common Revitalization Project outside Manchester by the Sea Town Hall is set to begin next Tuesday, February 18. Access to Town Hall's front door will be limited at times during construction, according to a notice posted on the town's website. The bottom floor side door located on the east side of the building will remain open. Stairs and elevators are available to access the main floor. Manchester by the Sea Town Administrator Gregory Federspiel of the spoke that it's always good to see town projects get closer to the finish line. The goal of the project is to rejuvenate the hardened land in front of Town Hall, 10 Church Street, into a healthier green space. A survey from Manchester by the Sea tree warden Tom Henderson last summer revealed every tree but the linden tree next to the police station is either dead or diseased and not expected to last another 10 years. The first order of business will be to replace the old gas and water pipes to Town Hall and Seaside 1, 14 Church Street. Afterward, Wolf Landscape Architecture of Groton will come in to cut down five of the commons trees, three magnolias, a maple, and a crimson maple. In their place, 11 or 12 new trees and shrubs will be planted. The linden and elm toward the center of the common will remain. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily North Shore news podcast with news from around the region. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out Connections. Our one-hour-long North Shore news show airs Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. And you can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.